Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third, the left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schulte scores. Melillo moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Farrell to Melillo covering second. The throw back to home, and Alexander is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovie hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a pop-up towards short. Lovie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress strikes out. There goes Gosselin. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gosselin moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Storti reaches second base with a double. Gosselin scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Storti moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Lovie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovie is 0-for-1 in the game. Lovie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Lovie moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer strikes out. There goes Johnson. The throw from Farrell to Lovie, and Johnson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus is hit by the pitch. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 1 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Storti. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski strikes out. 2 outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball towards right. Kress settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kress. Stone moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. Daljak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Melillo moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kress is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Burns steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 3 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.